We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Six dead in shooting in Milwaukee. We have the story.
President says the U.S. is ready for the coronavirus. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A report shows Medicaid paid for abortions in Kansas. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Yesterday, we hit 40 for a high in Wichita. Our normal high is 52, and we will be much closer to that today. Our full forecast in just a few minutes.
A workplace shooting at the Molson Coors Brewery complex in Milwaukee ended with six people dead, including the shooter, Wednesday afternoon.
This cowardless act of violence is something that we have to make sure is never repeated in this community. But unfortunately, it is far too common in our country.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, officials say no one was wounded beyond those killed. Officers worked for hours to clear more than 20 buildings in the complex where more than 1,000 people work. Authorities say the shooter was a 51-year-old employee who shot himself to death.
President Donald Trump held a news conference at the White House yesterday addressing growing concerns over the coronavirus. This came a day after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned Americans to prepare for a potential spread of the virus in the United States.
We're very, very ready for this, for anything, whether it's going to be a breakout of larger proportions or whether or not we're at that very low level, and we want to keep it that way.
The White House is seeking $2.5 billion from Congress to fund its response to the coronavirus outbreak. Democratic lawmakers say that is not enough money.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt reports a 33-year-old woman has been charged with murder after a man was found dead in a mobile home earlier this week in McPherson. 33-year-old Tina Nicole Brown is charged with first-degree felony murder, felony mistreatment of an elderly person, and misdemeanor battery of a law enforcement officer. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation identified the victim as 63-year-old Kelly Peterson. His body was found Monday in the mobile home where he lived in McPherson. Authorities have not said how he died. Brown's bond has been set at $500,000. She's scheduled to appear in court March 2nd.
State Health Department data showing that Medicaid has paid for four abortions in Kansas since January 2013.
Information from the Kansas Department of Health says one Medicaid-funded abortion occurred in 2014 and three in 18. Public funding spent a total of $1,030 on the abortions, with $454 paid by Kansas. The information comes as legislative leaders are blocking expansion of Medicaid coverage in Kansas, in part because it could increase public-funded abortions. Other lawmakers say Medicaid expansion and abortion are not linked. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Arizona's most populous county becomes the latest to declare itself a Second Amendment sanctuary.
Maricopa County becomes the fifth in the state to become a Second Amendment preservation county. It's the same county whose sheriff was the controversial Joe Arpaio. Supporters of the designation, which is largely symbolic, say it's to combat proposals like red flag laws, which allow firearms to be confiscated from people declared to be a danger to themselves or others. Red flag supporters say it'll prevent handgun violence. Opponents say it violates due process rights and the Second Amendment. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Only two home games left for Shocker men's basketball in the regular season. The next one is up tonight at Coke Arena. We'll have a preview here from Coach Marshall coming up in sports.
A Western state moves closer to repealing the death penalty. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:07, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock here on a Thursday morning. The Kansas House has unanimously rejected Governor Laura Kelly's plan to refinance the state's pension debt. Kelly wanted to add 10 years to pay off a $9 billion long-term shortfall, arguing the delay would give the state smaller, more affordable payments. The top Democrat in the House, Tom Sawyer, says,
I think the reality is the legislature isn't ready for randomization yet. It's going to happen because the state is not going to be able to make those billion-dollar payments in the future.
Some lawmakers oppose Kelly's plan because it would add more than $4 billion to the total cost. Legislators did advance Kelly's proposal to cover some missed pension payments.
One Western state moving closer to repealing the death penalty.
Colorado State House approving the measure after the state Senate passed it last month. The Senate measure would apply to offenses starting July 1st and would not affect the three men already on Colorado's death row. But Governor Jared Polis suggested he might consider clemency for them if asked. Several Western states have moved to abolish capital punishment or put it on hold in recent years, and no inmates have been executed in any state west of Texas in the past 5 years, according to the Death Penalty Information Center in Washington, D.C. The last person executed in Colorado was Gary Lee Davis in 1997, who was put to death for the 1986 kidnapping, rape, and murder of a neighbor. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
A drastic measure taken by a hospital patient to get the nurse's attention now has the attention of police.
75-year-old John David King didn't intend to hurt anyone, but he wanted the attention of the nurses. He was upset because he felt they were ignoring him when he asked them to bring him his clothes. King admits he used a lighter to set a plastic bag on fire last Saturday. His roommate in the hospital room pressed the emergency button. A nurse came running, dousing the flames with a fire extinguisher. King was arrested and booked into the Volusia County Jail in Florida. It's unlikely his insurance is going to cover that $4,000 it will cost to replace the hospital bed. John Saucier, Fox News.
I wonder if they have a mental ward. Good gravy. 7:09 now, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
And this morning out there in traffic, things looking pretty good right now. Starting to see some heavier traffic volumes in the Wichita area right now. Still not noticing any big slowdowns out of that, though, so that's good news. Traffic conditions, it's just pretty cold out there this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Happy Friday Eve.
It is Friday Eve, and I've noticed I live in the Riverside neighborhood, pretty close to, too far from where your studios are. And, of course, I drive right past the Little Arkansas River every day, and I've noticed the past few days the river level is up pretty considerably. So we have been getting, over the past week or two, some real moisture, at least to the north of here, have we not?
Yes, of course, around here, especially after that little bit of rain we got, the little bit of snow. But, you know, over the last month or so, it seems like we've had this trend of, you know, getting these systems that kind of roll through, drop a lot of snow on us, and then they leave, and then, you know, the sun comes out just in time for the weekend. Been dealing with that for the past 4 or 5 weeks now. But it's also not just us. You know, it's the region as a whole that's been getting a lot of this precipitation. So, yeah, what goes up must come down. And I'm talking about a lot of the rivers, you know, up to the north where Nebraska, you know, and we've had it happen before where sometimes we'll be completely dry, but then they'll get soaked and drenched with springtime rains, and we'll get the fallout from that as all that moisture just tracks south along a lot of our area rivers. So it does look like things have been fairly healthy, which is a good thing going into spring. Latest drought monitor is actually about to get released any minute now, and I do suspect that there should be some improvements, even around here where we've got some abnormally dry conditions. So not to get into too much of the science but behind what you just mentioned, but bottom line, that's not necessarily a bad thing is, you know, what I'm trying to say. And we are going to have a slight chance of rain today. By no means is our Thursday going to be a washout, though. Partly to mostly cloudy skies, and it's mainly going to be a little bit later on today during the afternoon, possibly into the early evening, where there could be maybe a couple of sprinkles, light rain showers out there. And we'll still be able to see those temperatures improve, too, after a chilly Wednesday with a lot of sunshine. Up to 52 degrees today. And then 31 tonight, so dropping back down into the freezer, at least slightly below freezing, with skies clearing right back out. And then we've got a lot of sunshine on the way for our Friday. High pressure builds back into the area, giving us quite the treat for the start of our weekend. High of 59. Still going to be a little bit breezy out there, but then, Steve, the reward for this rough road that we've been on when it comes to the rain, the snow, the ice, even though I know we need the moisture, the cold, too, that's the big thing that we've been going through. Looks like we've got temperatures right around 70 degrees both Saturday and Sunday. So whatever you've got planned, I hope it includes pulling out the grill and maybe fixing some food. I'll be a professional test taster if you need one. If you need those leftovers taken care of, I got you covered there as well. Temperatures cooling back down into the 50s next week, but that's typically where we should be for this time of year anyway. Can't rule out a little bit of rain next week either. Right now we're at 28 degrees, fair skies, partly cloudy, south winds at 12 miles an hour. A little bit of a breeze out there, still making it feel like 18, but that rebound is coming very soon.
Well, you notice you mentioned the very cold snap we had there 1 or 2 days, and then some slushy snow that caused all kinds of traffic problems
yeah.
a couple of times over the past week or two. But other than that, not too bad. Weather's been pretty good, really, up to this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, we made it through. And, hey, Steve, key word, reward, right? That's coming reward. This weekend.
Weather reward. I didn't know there was such a thing. All right. Thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas State meteorologist Ronell Williams. 7:13 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. This is Thursday, February 27th, 2020. And, of course, it's day after Ash Wednesday. We're beginning Lent. Is this the first full day of Lent? I guess it is, Ted. No.
Yesterday was the first day of Lent.
That's right. It was the first full day of Lent. Yeah. It started at midnight. Thank you for correcting me there. 7:13 now, Steve and Ted. On this date, the 27th of February in 1991, Operation Desert Storm came to a conclusion as President George H.W. Bush declared that Kuwait is liberated, Iraq's army is defeated, and announced that the Allies would suspend combat operations at midnight Eastern time. And at that point, at that time, there was some criticism that said, no, no, go in there, take over everything, throw the bombs out, and you've defeated them, but they're still there. And then after that, the decision was made, Ted, and that is to actually fire all the government officials and everything and have them replaced by other people who weren't crazy radicals. And basically what it did, it destroyed Iraq's infrastructure so that it took them years to get back to even going and getting a driver's license. So it was pretty short-sighted there. Anyway, that's a little bit of history. And then again, we went back into Iraq a little bit later on after that. Ted, what do you think about drivers with big, fancy cars? Are they better drivers than the rest of us?
I doubt it.
Well, drivers with nice cars pose a bigger risk to pedestrians than people who drive clunkers, according to a study. You're going to love this. Researchers at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, filmed four people attempting to cross a pair of mid-block crosswalks in Sin City, wearing basically the same outfit and approaching the crosswalks in similar fashion.
Okay.
Analysts concluded that for every $1,000 a car is worth, its driver is 3% less likely to cede the right-of-way to someone on foot. In other words, the more expensive the car, the less they paid attention.
I'm rich.
Yeah. Yeah, get out of my way.
Yeah.
That statistic was based on the Kelley Blue Book value of the 461 cars taped crossing the two intersections during the study, which took place on a Saturday and Sunday morning in 2016. Both intersections had a speed limit of 35 miles per hour. Now, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, I can tell you this, you kept some students pretty busy there. They had a good time, and that's interesting research there. But people in the more expensive cars tended not to slow down quite a bit. As much. All right. 7:15 now, Steve and Ted. We're going to talk about sports here in a minute. I just wanted to quickly ask you, did you go to do the PA announcing for the Shockers baseball
game? Oh, yeah.
Okay. So how did it go? Is it up there in the booth? You got all the hot chocolate you want and everything up there?
It's not quite the penthouse you build it up to be.
It's got a nice big space heater for you?
It is heated.
Does that have glass in front of it?
Oh, yeah.
You can open it up and all that?
Sure.
I can't remember. I was out there last year. But the times that we've had a KNSS day or night at the ballpark that I've gone, it seems like you're never the PA announcer that night. It's somebody else. So I don't know.
Well, you're going on the wrong nights.
I'm going on the wrong night because I need the entertainment value of having Ted do the PA, right? Now, how many years have you been doing
that? The only time I'm not doing PA is during gridiron rehearsals.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. And you're doing that right now. The show is coming up on the 26th and 7th.
Yeah, we're a month out.
Of March.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday I had my lovely wife get online so I could order 3 tickets.
Oh, my.
To go. Gosh, how many years have I got, have I gone to that thing? And how many years have you been in Gridiron?
This will be my 24th Gridiron.
Wow. Is that the record? I'm sure.
No. Not even close.
Oh, it isn't. Okay. Well.
No, Bonnie Bing did it for more than three decades. Bonnie. Randy Brown did it for a ton of years.
Is Bonnie going to be with us this
year? Bucky's been in it forever.
Bucky Walters? Bonnie going to be there this year?
I think she's going to do the newscast with me.
Well, good for her. Oh, you're co-anchoring the newscast now. All right. Well, it's going to be fun. That's coming up at the Orpheum Theater. We got our seats kind of down on the right, sort of down in the front, so we can be close to you guys.
You ordered online?
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of fees when you do it online. You should have just gone to the Intrust Bank box office and got them and
My wife says, what's this? Yeah, she was a little annoyed about that.
If you go buy them at the box office, Intrust, no fees at all. But if you get them online, there's tons of fees.
That's good advice. Yeah, there are some fees. It wasn't too expensive.
All right.
I'm sure those fees will all go to train journalists of the future, right?
I can't guarantee that.
No. All right. So how many years have you been doing PA announcing?
This is my 31st season doing public address for Shocker Baseball.
How'd you get that job?
I went and asked them if I could do it.
Really?
Yeah. And I thought they were going to say no, and they said, sure.
Sure. Come on, kid.
If there's somebody that wants to do this, come on.
Wow. They kind of made it your deal over the years. Now
I've been doing it for 31 years.
How about that? Well, they should give you a golden microphone or something up there. Come on. Well, Wichita State's got tons of money. They should drain some of it on you like that. Huh? Okay.
We'll see about that.
We're spoiling the whole thing, aren't I? 7:18, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is Sports Time with Ted Woodward. We got Shocker basketball tonight. And, Temple has been kind of tough on the Shockers this year.
Here comes Temple. Yeah, the Temple Owls and the Shockers go at it coming up tonight at Coke Arena. And you mentioned the earlier game between these two, Steve. That was a month and a half ago up in Philadelphia when the Shockers lost at Temple 65-53. And Mike Kennedy and Shocker head coach Greg Marshall talk about that game.
You were ahead at halftime up there, and then the wheels just came off in the second half, and it was kind of out of nowhere, and that kind of started that bad stretch that you're fighting your way out of.
Sure did. It was a flip switch. It was ridiculous how poorly we played in the second half there, and then all of a sudden we couldn't get out of it. And we got the three wins in a row just recently before the Cincinnati game, and we're just going to have to find that same momentum going here in the last 2 weeks.
Well, now tonight you got the rematch in Wichita where the Shocks are a 9.5-point favorite on home court, although Temple has done pretty well in its visits to Wichita. They won 3 of their 4 games here.
Yeah.
Only 2 home games remaining for the Shockers in the regular season. One of them is tonight at Coke Arena. The Shockers and the Owls, Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl, begin their pregame coverage at 6 o'clock. The game will tip off at 7 o'clock tonight from Coke Arena. That is live on 103.7 KEYN. By the way, today is head coach Greg Marshall's 57th birthday. Happy birthday to Coach Marshall. It's time to talk Jayhawk basketball, the weekly edition of KU Basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. KU, the number one ranked team in the nation, getting ready for a road game at K-State on Saturday afternoon. College baseball yesterday, we were talking about the game at X Stadium yesterday between the Shockers and the Kansas State Wildcats. Once again, a low-scoring game. Runs pretty hard to come by. How would the Shockers fare on this one? Mike Kennedy with the call of the game yesterday on Sports Radio KFH.
And the pitch. Hit to the left side. That's through for a base hit into left field. Coming around third, Kornblum being waved home. Here's the throw to the plate. It is not in time. The catcher blocked the plate. Kornblum kind of slid into him, didn't get all the way to the plate initially, but Ceballos didn't hold the throw so he could make the tag, and Kornblum scores.
That would be a very important run, put the Shocks up 2-0. K-State got a home run to get within 1-1. That was the final score. Shockers win it over Kansas State 2-1. 3 Shocker pitchers combined on a 5-hitter, and it was a perfect homestand for the Shockers. 5 games, 5 wins.
Good pitching, yep. Wow.
And off to a 6-2 start on the season and a 5-game winning streak for the Shocker baseball team. JUCO men's basketball last night in El Dorado, the opening round of the regional playoffs. 25th-ranked Butler Community College hosting Garden City. Dennis Higgins had the gall of the game last night on Sports Radio KFH.
Pass goes inside, a layup up and in by Hopkins. Off the assist by Jawan White, he's fouled. He scores and he's fouled. Beautiful assist pass there.
And Butler with a big win, 74-56. Butler Grizzlies advance into the quarterfinals on Sunday. That was the final home game for Butler on the season. They finished 13-1.
Kind of hard to beat over there.
The power plant in El Dorado this season. Butler wins 7 of their 8 games during the month of February. And in women's basketball, the KCAC quarterfinals last night, 20th-ranked Sterling wins at home, beating Bethel 68-57. Sterling women on a 4-game winning streak, now 24-7 on the season. And a happy birthday today to one of the great pass receivers of all time in the NFL, Tony Gonzalez.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Of course, drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs, played his first 12 years in the league with the Chiefs. 12-time Pro Bowl player, Tony Gonzalez, is 44 years old today. And, of course, he's already in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
There you go. Sports with Steve and Ted.
Hey, we've got we're going to give you some tickets before you can buy to the comedian Joe Rogan concert at Interest Bank Arena. That's coming up November 14th. Joe Rogan.
Awesome.
At Interest Bank Arena. So I've got a pair of tickets right now. 869-1330. You can win before you can buy with Steve and Ted. 869-1330 if you want to go see Joe Rogan. 723 now. Steve and Ted, keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. Hillary Clinton and the Weinstein verdict. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.